Welcome to the Freedom Report.
What I love about Austin Peterson is his love of the battle. He wants to fight.
Austin was, of course, the rabble-rouser, just to make sure I stayed Rothbardian.
We live in a world fraught with danger, and there is a certain amount of danger that the public must endure in order to secure the blessings of liberty.
For economic freedom and personal liberty. Here, my next guest is a fan favorite. She's joining us now on the video stream, and she is Camelia Peterson. Good morning, CJ. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. Little Mermaid's trailer from Disney was released, and it seems like it's fairly unpopular, where 1.7 million people disliked the trailer for The Little Mermaid in just one day. Is it because The Little Mermaid, the new Little Mermaid, the live action remake, because she was black, or is it just because people are tired of woke politics in general? CJ, what do you think?
Everything is stupid anymore, right?
Yes, but why? Why is it stupid?
Well, you know, I think Tony was right. People are getting tired of a lot of the constant remakes, and usually they're not very good. There's very few exceptions to that. Now, qualification here, it's not like I watch a ton of movies, so you know, I don't watch the remakes.
Yes.
I might not have seen the original. I have seen The Little Mermaid though. Mm-hmm. Will I watch the live action? Probably not. And not because I don't necessarily like The Little Mermaid. It's fine, but you know, I'm not going to watch it. But yeah, it's, you know, one side is saying that it's woke and the other side is saying that it's racist. And really, I was just reading an article where somebody's point is like, it's all stupid, you know, and it's The Little Mermaid, for crying out loud. And if any Disney remakes are any indication, it will barely even qualify as a film. That made me laugh. But yeah, so, and actually this thing that I was reading from this author, who was basically saying everything is stupid, he makes the point that this is where we are. It's, you know, you've got to be either this or this, and it's impossible to remain neutral. You know, you're either opposed to the idea that the mermaid might not be necessarily white, or you're excited to watch it out of principle because you don't want the racist to win. So, yeah, it's stupid.
We're tuning in right now. We're talking to Camelia Peterson. She's the editor of the LibertarianRepublic.com. That's my website. And we're talking about wokeism in Hollywood films. But I mean, you know, I think Tony was right, too, when he talked about just how unoriginal everything is. I mean, how stupid do you have to be that it's just, you just take a movie that was a cartoon, make it live action, and just make the character black? But I mean, there is a bit of a double standard here, because I mean, you know, what if we were to make, you know, a movie about a black character, like, or what if they made a movie about George Floyd and it was starred Ryan Gosling? You know, people would be outraged, right? But I mean, there are some characters from our literature that are supposed to be white. They can be played by other characters. That's fine. I've been in theater. You know, you'd play characters from other races. But I mean, you know, when you look at some historical, you know, allegories, some of these characters are meant to be white. They're supposed to be white. I don't get angry if somebody else plays them. But I mean, you know, it does feel as if there is a desire from the left to erase the white race. That's called the white replacement theory, but from some, that's supposed to be a racist conspiracy theory. But I think that many on the left are racist and do want to exclude whites because they claim it's some kind of a historical justice or retribution. Do you disagree?
No, I don't. In fact, we've talked about this before. There's that organization, I can't remember what it's called now, but these women who basically you can pay gobs of money to go have a dinner where you are, you know, lectured about how you need to feel bad about your whiteness and you need to come to terms with this. And people actually do it. They pay people, they go and have dinner and pay people to shame them for the color of their skin. That's craziness. But that is what's happening now. And I think, you know, that happens with everything. And like I said earlier, If this is the culture, when we talk about the culture war, the stupid thing about the culture war is like, you can't be neutral. You have to hate the other side and you have to take one extreme or the other. And there's no middle ground. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, no kidding.
I do think, you know, I agreed with Matt Walsh. You know, if we were just to all agree that you know, the color of anybody's skin for whatever, you know, didn't matter. And everybody was fine and happy with that. And just cast characters, you know, for their qualities and their acting ability. Fine. Let's do that. But we're not doing that.
No kidding. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Camellia Peterson about the controversy swirling around the new Disney Little Mermaid movie. But I mean, you know, I think that there's a feeling that people can't empathize with people of other races, but that only goes one way. So, you know, the idea of having a Black Little Mermaid, for example, is all about, you know, inclusiveness. And I read a story about a woman who talked about her daughter and how excited her daughter was to see the trailer because she said, wow, mommy, she looks just like me. And, you know, how good that made her feel that she could, you know, feel like she was part of your world. But I mean, you know, silliness aside, you know, there's an empathy there, right? So like, you know, Black people being introduced to Hans Christian Andersen and the story of the Little Mermaid, you know, is a way to, you know, get them involved in the culture. But I mean, what I feel like sometimes, Camellia, is that it's like, it doesn't work the other way. Right. Cultural appropriation, if you will, is only allowed when it goes in one direction. Am I right?
You're right.
Yes, of course. That's what I wanted to hear this morning. Thank you.
Of course.
I understand this.
I think it's human nature to want to be able to relate to something. And, you know, I think that on a subconscious level, we don't think about, you know, relating to something as far as, you know, somebody that looks like this. But I think that, you know, I think that subconsciously we do that. And it's not that that is racist or anything. I think that's just that we always relate to things that we are similar to in whatever way. And so I can empathize some, you know, with, you know, a little Black girl who's seeing something that, you know, looks like her. And I get that. But I think that, you know, it's been overplayed so much that we're making it a bigger deal to our children than it needs to be. And I think that that makes it then, you know, that makes it larger in their minds. And they think that that's the connection for them. I think that's not good.
Cecilia Harden over in the live stream says, why doesn't Disney or other networks elevate fairy tales of other cultures? I would love to learn more African folklores. Jamie Marie Pope says, she doesn't look like anyone. We don't have tails. Tali Owens said, make them all frogs since we're all supposed to be going green anyway. Who can hate on a bunch of Kermits? I like the picture. Tony Allegro made me think of it with his comment in the stream. I liked the meme that I was the Babylon Bee or someone that posted yesterday that Ben Shapiro was going to be doing a remake of Black Panther where he was going to Wakanda forever, man. why do I feel like they wouldn't be able to get away with that, you know? But I sort of feel like somebody should, you know, just to troll, just to see what would happen. But I feel like if they did, they would be canceled forever and ever and ever.
Well, we're just going to go translucent and then we'll be, you know, that'll fix everything. Because, you know, Matt Walsh and science. How can you live underwater and you know, be white or Black?
Well, yeah, you would be translucent. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Camellia Peterson about the controversy swirling around Disney films. I mean, it is tired. I know that you're not really into like the whole cultural milieu. You don't sort of invest much of your personality into, you know, intellectual properties of entertainment, you know, figures and things like that. But a lot of people do, Camellia. I know it's hard for you to identify with it, but I mean, you know, when I see, you know, some of my favorite characters as a kid being destroyed or being ripped apart for some cultural agenda, you know, I guess you could say I'm offended. It's offensive to me. So, I mean, you know, people that don't respect culture. Here's what it's like to me. Here's how I would put it. You know how they were ripping down the monuments all around the country? It feels like that to me. In some ways, it is a cultural destruction in the same way that the destruction of monuments is a destruction of our culture. The new Lord of the Rings series is about tearing down the statues that were created by J.R.R. Tolkien. So to me, you know, having invested a portion of my, I guess you would say, personality into some of these characters that people that, you know, characters that I grew up with, it it's like watching, you know, a statue to something that I really respected and appreciated that gave me meaning at a time in my life being destroyed by people who have no historical reference. It's like the barbarians of Rome. It's like the sack of Rome by the barbarians, and the Wokies are the barbarians. Does that make sense?
Sure. And I also think that, you know, when we're talking about tearing down statues and historical significance, and we talk about how that, you know, we villainize historical figures, you know, like they want to villainize Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves. We also, culturally, there's just been this inability on, you know, the left for the most part, to separate out, you know, that people are flawed characters, or, you know, we're all flawed. And some people, you know, some people are more openly flawed than others. You don't always see everybody's flaws. But, you know, someone like Thomas Jefferson, massive contributions, you know, to our history, and, you know, a good person in many, many ways. And yet he did some things that, you know, were not necessarily morally right and were wrong. And there are a lot of characters like that. I think of Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, you know, brilliant writing, lots of good things. But, you know, there were some parts to him that were really not good either.
I think he fought for the South for like 2 days before he threw his gun around and deserted. No joke. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that about Mark Twain. But yeah, but go ahead.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Mark Twain joined the Confederacy, and he was in the army, I think, for 2 days. And then he's like, screw this. And I'm out. He threw his gun away and ran off.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I think there's just, you know, we choose what we want out of things, and then we ignore, you know, the good that comes with that.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're speaking to Camelia Peterson. What do you think about this? Send us a text at 573-319-1586. Somebody said, would they cast white actors for black characters, or what about a fat ass mermaid next? Is that...
That's coming next.
We don't have any representation on the, we don't have any fat mermaids. Camelia,
thanks a lot for that visual image now. Yeah.
Like, Camelia, before I let you go, you had a big rally here in the Capitol yesterday. How'd it go?
Went really well. It was a good day. Of course, everything is always unpredictable when you're talking about doing anything with the legislature. So we got there, brought people from all over the state. We brought some, many of them brought themselves, and it's a long drive for some of them, you know, 3-4 hours for, you know, just a few hours at the Capitol. So we were talking about the income tax cut proposal that they are calling this special session for. And so we probably ended up with between 80 and 100 people there. The unfortunate thing was that our slate of speakers were several senators. And of course, as soon as we started, the Senate went into caucus. So,
oh, no.
We improvised, and, you know, Secretary of State Ashcroft did a great job filling in. We had several House members that stepped up and spoke to the people. The people were excited. I think it went really well. I did learn something new, by the way. You might find this interesting.
What's that?
The Representative Adam Schwadron was talking with me, and he said that this is actually an extraordinary session.
Oh.
So apparently, if the governor calls the legislature into session, it's an extraordinary session. But if the legislature calls themselves into session, it's special.
Oh.
So I'm all on board with calling this an extraordinary session, even though there will probably be nothing extraordinary that comes out of it. So
highly doubt it.
I don't know. We'll see if they actually get this done. But, you know, they were, you know, Scott Fawn on Twitter was saying that, you know, in typical Senate form, you know, they've got a bill and now they're arguing over who gets to sponsor the bill. So, problem is that bill is like tax credits and tax cut all together. And I'm like, okay, because King Solomon has some advice here. You need to split that baby.
Split the baby. That's good stuff. Camelia Peterson, we always appreciate that you never split the baby here on our show. Thank you so much for coming on, for your first interview on camera. It went great, and we're certainly grateful for your time. We'll talk to you again on Thursday, or next Tuesday.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Have a great Thursday. Have a great rest of your week. Camelia Peterson, thank you so much for joining us. Boy, that was a great, great interview. Let's give her a big cheer, a big round of applause. What do you say?